Chief Medical Officer, CMO, Dr. Simone Keyser-Beach said St. Vincent and the Grenadines has moved from 106 to 108 COVID-19 deaths within a two-week period, and she appealed to residents to continue practicing the safety protocols. Dr. Keyser-Beach also appealed to persons who are not vaccinated against the COVID-19 to take the vaccine, and also encouraged those whose booster shots are due to take their shots.
Unfortunately, as you know, our numbers for COVID have been rapidly increasing over the last 8 weeks. And as of today, we have 127 active cases. And unfortunately, over the last week, we have recorded two additional deaths from COVID. So in terms of deaths from COVID, we have moved from 106 persons having died from COVID to 108 persons, where we had two new persons dying over the last week. The last death was a 70-year-old female who had underlying conditions, was admitted to the hospital, and then subsequently died from a COVID pneumonia. She was unvaccinated. The gentleman, elderly gentleman, earlier last week was also found to have died from COVID, and he was also unvaccinated. We are seeing a lot of cases of COVID. A number of them are vaccinated, but we are also noticing that those persons who are getting COVID now and they are vaccinated, they were vaccinated more than 5 months ago, or they were boosted more than 5 months ago. But still, the majority of people reporting or presenting and being tested and their results being reported to us are still unvaccinated persons.
In Guyana, after conducting 1,396 COVID-19 tests, the Ministry of Health yesterday said that 135 persons tested positive for the novel coronavirus. The daily dashboard stated that three persons are in the COVID-19 intensive care unit, ICU, while 27 are in institutional isolation and 622 in home isolation. The country's death toll remains at 1,234. The last COVID-19 death in Guyana was reported on Monday, a 59-year-old man from Region 4. And it was supposed to last just 9 days, a staggered COVID-19 lockdown to lessen the impact on Shanghai's economy. It lasted 65 days, and it crippled the city and scarred its people. Restrictions are now being eased as quickly as they were imposed. There's no gradual process over several weeks. Instead, there's a big bang. One day when most of the emergency rules and regulations are simply being lifted. I'm Donnie Collins with today's COVID-19 update.